case number 10,730, Mike Stone, northeast of Route 9, northeast of Colonial Lane, being lot 20 within Colonial East Mobile Home Park. A variance from the separation requirement between units and a mobile home park.
Name and address.
Michael Joseph Mox, 22530.
Lewis?
Yeah, Lewis.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Beat you to it. We're looking for, as it's described, a variance encroaching into the 20 feet of clear space in a trailer park, mobile home park. Excuse me. We're looking to put a deck outside of a newly purchased residence, I guess, for someone who wasn't aware of it. It's going to go over top of an existing kind of crumbling concrete pad, so it's not a green space. It's already concrete there. Uniqueness is the narrowness of the lot. The new deck wouldn't affect the public streets area or the owner's off-street parking. Jumping down to 2B would be that the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. It is a thin lot, extremely narrow. It's actually a single wide, I guess is what it would be described as. So it is very, very narrow, and to be able to use it, customers want just to lift the elevation a little out of where the concrete is and to be down in the dirt, I guess, to put it that way. Number four, will it alter essential character of the neighborhood? No, it would improve it, actually. It would give it some character, also be aesthetically pleasing, and add some charm to the neighborhood. The adjacent properties would not be affected or impaired in any way. It would be at the back, towards the back of the home next to this house. It also would not impede or prohibit any emergency vehicles from any access anywhere in the park. It would be encroaching on a 20 feet by 4 foot 3 inches, and we'd still have our clearance from the property line. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. I think you have a drawing of it also.
Questions from members of the board, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Werbin?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one.
Good.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none? Entertain a motion. Chair entertain a motion. Any last call?
Mr. Chairman, make a motion. We take case number 10,730 under advisement.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,730 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You may stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, let's go back to regular business.
Got one more, I think.
No, we gave you a revised agenda.
We had a revised agenda. So what are we doing?
We got the 10697, right?
That should be under old business.
It should be under old business.
Because it was tabled.
Oh, okay.
It was accidentally put under.
I got you. I was thinking that was a
It was
continue.
Last time.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.